This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Slice of Anime Life podcast, episode 3. We're trying something new this week. We're going and actually having our first ever interview, which we're really excited about. We got a few things planned for today. We're going to talk a little bit more One Piece with the person we're interviewing. We also are going to talk about our favorites and shows we've been watching this week, and we're just really excited to get into it. So Dallas, without further ado, if you could share who the interviewer is, and we're just going to get started.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So this is Dallas, one of our good friends that we've grew up with. He's not super into anime, but we've kind of us and his girlfriend have kind of got him into One Piece and other shows recently. So we're really excited to have our friend Gabriel on the show. It's going to be really cool seeing his aspects and his feelings on the One Piece anime. He's, I believe, getting, or at least he finished Water 7, so we're going to have some good conversations about his favorite arc so far, his favorite One Piece characters, Straw Hat Pirates, and so forth. At the end of the podcast, we'll get into, without Gabe, some of the One Piece live action episode 2 kind of review with me and my brother here. But yeah, that's going to be kind of the overall gist of what the episode is going to be today.
And real quick, before we get Gabe talking, because I know he's going to talk for a bit, which I'm super excited for. I'm really glad to have our first ever interview. I do want to just go over and preface some of the things we've been watching this week. We're still planning on getting Dallas to watch a couple anime movies. We still are, of course, going to be trekking to finish the One Piece live action. That's going to take a couple weeks, if not longer, but we're really excited.
I mean, jump in real quick? I could technically probably watch all of the, I mean, I was hooked the other day of watching episode 2. I could watch them all, honestly, but I kind of like that I'm taking the time to watch each episode individually. So for now, obviously
we're spacing it out.
Yeah, we're spacing it out, but I love it enough that I could probably sit down and watch it in one day or a couple days, to be honest. But yeah, go back to what you're saying. Sorry.
Awesome. Real quick, I'm just going to share a few animes I started and worked on finishing this week. Some of them are brand new. And then after I go through this, if without further ado, we can kind of get on to what animes Gabe has seen and just start getting into the nitty gritty of the One Piece questions. So I just wanted to give a highlight to a couple animes I started this week, one of which being one I started last night, Lord of Mysteries. Very, very interesting show. It's very cool because it's not a Japanese anime. It's actually a Chinese anime. And so it's a little bit different. You have to watch it subtitled in Chinese or in Mandarin, but it is very dark. It seems very interesting. To me, it almost felt a lot like some of the Soul games. And so I'm very excited. It's very dark. It's very mysterious. And I think that's why it's called Lord of Mysteries. I'm not going to say any more than that because it is, again, the first time I'd ever seen it. I love the animation style. So that's one you need to watch. Another one I started this week is Solo Leveling. A lot of people have told me to go and watch Solo Leveling. It's a great show. I've only seen the first two episodes, but anything that involves someone getting killed and coming back stronger and maybe in a different world is all that I love. I'm game for that. And then the last one I'm going to talk about that I think the two other people in this podcast right now or in this Zoom call should watch is Gachi Akita, Gachi Akita. And it's very, very interesting. I'm going to have a quick 20-second premise of what the show is, and then I'm going to pass it on to Dallas to start asking questions to Gabe, who obviously we don't want to leave hanging. We want to give him a chance to talk. But Gachi Akita, and hopefully this hooks you guys, is a show about a town or city kind of up high in the mountains or up high in the sky that is basically has a divide between the rich and the poor. And the cool thing about it is if you're poor and you commit crimes, you do anything bad, they actually can throw you down into the pit of trash where they throw all their garbage, where the rich people throw all their garbage. And if you commit crimes as a poor person, or if you commit murder, they can just send you down with all the trash, generally thinking you're not going to survive. And so the whole story goes and starts with a kid who commits a crime, or at least they think he did, and he gets sent down into this giant pit of trash with monsters and random people, and it's pretty crazy. And the animation's great too, so definitely check it out.
All right. So today, like I said, we're going to get into now talking with Gabe, a little bit about his feelings, perspectives on the show. So Gabe, just to start, where exactly are you in the One Piece anime right now? You don't have to be super specific, but kind of what were the last few things you were watching, and so forth.
So I'm actually still in Water 7. They are full-blown Operation Save. A character. Are we spoiling? Would it be spoiling to say where I'm at, do you
You can,
think,
yeah,
or?
no, it's okay. We
Yeah,
can,
you
you
can.
can spoil all you want. We spoiled even as much as even into Wano and some other stuff last
Okay,
week.
good. Yeah, so full-blown Save Robin. All of the Straw Hat crew is kind of dividing and trying to gather the keys, and they're facing their own characters. And
Right.
Luffy is tracking down Lucci, and the other characters are trying to get Robin. So, and I'm super stoked because I've been hearing about all of the gears with Luffy, and I've seen a couple of them. The first time I saw Gear 2 was that was something that was really cool to see. I didn't really know how they were going to show Luffy like level up and really become stronger and be able to continually take on these stronger and stronger like villain characters, but it was really cool to see his determination to change himself in a way that he can actually like mimic and mimic his villains and gain strength very quickly and be able to just take them on. That was really cool to see. But
Quick question. Love the feedback. What I will say is this: what did you think about the power-ups? I know you said you saw a couple of the early gears. Did you? I know they're kind of subtle to the average viewer. They might not seem like so much, but of course, in any anime, especially one that hinders on people fighting and action scenes, it's always cool to see some sort of power-up. We see it all the time in Dragon Ball with the Kai and making sure that you're strong and going into a different mode or different strength. How did you like the power-ups of Luffy the first couple gears?
I absolutely love it. I think that Luffy, I'll jump right into this. I think Luffy is my favorite character, in One Piece. I love how he's such a wild card, such a mixed bag of tricks when it comes to facing enemies and like rising up to like challenges and stuff. And I absolutely loved Alabasta when he finally rose up and defeated Crocodile. I love how he presents as like this goofy, like fight hungry character that just is constantly ready for a fight and stuff. And like, but he seems like he's a little dim-witted, a little maybe spacey at times. But when he gets on his one-track mind of trying to defeat someone, like he's so creative with gaining powers to, again, just like rise to the challenge, protect his friends, and just like I love seeing him step up and just become super powerful and defeat strong bad guys is cool.
I mean,
One great thing
honestly,
about Luffy. Go ahead, Dallas.
yeah, I was gonna say this is a real quick thing, and then you can finish here. speaking of, we're going to obviously talk about the live action here in a bit. Obviously in the live action, and I believe in the actual anime too, kind of at the way beginning, Nami's at this point in which she doesn't really trust Luffy because she thinks maybe he's like every other pirate, but kind of bringing up the wild card situation, his kind of ability of being a pirate that he is. And like he says himself, he's a different kind of pirate. You know, he helps people, he does other things. Maybe he doesn't work the same ways as pirates normally do. He's a wild card in the fact that he just goes off and kind of, if there's food that he wants or if there's a friend that he needs on his crew, like he just kind of nonchalantly runs around and kind of finds someone that works with him. So
I was just saying Luffy's a special, he's a special character in that he always has to find a way to win. He can be knocked down. He can be knocked down and you can think that he's out. You may think that he's done. He's not coming back. But he always finds a way, scrapes through and ends up obviously doing the best he can to win. I also think Dallas brings up a good point that Luffy is not your typical pirate. We talked about this last week. He's not your typical pirate. He does not look the part. However, he has a lot of morals that are strong. He's a good person. And I think knowing how much pirating or being the king of the pirates or having a crew means to him is special compared to others who may just want the money like Nami did at the beginning or just want fame or just want fortune. To me, Luffy really wants, of course, to be the king of the pirates, but he's doing it. He also cares more, I think, about his crew and love and friendship. And a lot of people joke that, oh, the One Piece in the end is just going to be friendship. It's not really going to be something real. It's just going to be, oh, there. That's the journey is the One Piece. It's the journey you take with your pirate crew. I do not think that that's going to be the case, but I do think somehow, some way that is, that Luffy definitely has done that, even just through Water 7 where you're at, Gabe. Like, he very much cares about his fellow crewmates. He loves them.
I mean, yeah, there's so much development too, just in the characters. I think Water 7 has been an extremely like rewarding watch, and like looking back on the 250 episodes that I've seen so far, it's crazy to think about, but like the fact that it's all led to this moment, you know, and seeing the development in Luffy as a captain and in Robin as a member of the Straw Hats, which she's the newest one so far. And so she's just joined really, but she's so important to Luffy because like, again, like you were saying, Dallas, like he chose her and just like, okay, you're a part of the crew. Well, actually Robin chose to be on the Straw Hats, but he allowed it. That was a little side note, but it's cool how like, once you're a member of the Straw Hat Pirates, like Luffy's just locked in and he will do whatever it takes. I really appreciate that about his character. Like as a captain, like he's a very, it feels like a family. And another thing is cool to see Luffy develop as like a worthy captain. Cause I feel like his crew gives him a lot of grief for being kind of compulsive and silly. And sometimes he'll do stuff that's kind of over the top and reckless, and they'll get hurt a little bit and yell at him and stuff. I think that's always funny to see. But in the end, like he is growing in his position as a captain, making those hard decisions about like the Mary, like that was a hard decision for everyone. But like once he made the decision about the Mary, like he just stuck with it and just made that decision for him, for his crew, for his journey towards his goal and everyone else's goal. So it was cool to see him kind of step up into that and make that hard decision and stand by it and let his crew kind of like decide to stick with him as well.
And let's be honest, and Gabe, you can say yes or no to this. I'm sure you'll say yes. He had a hard road to travel. Like when he's at the way beginning with just Zoro and Nami, you really think that being the king of the pirates is kind of unattainable for him. When you get towards Water 7, you see the power-ups, you see the strength that he has, you see the resilience he has with the crewmates or with his fellow crew. Like you can imagine him actually attaining the king of the pirates throne, I guess you could say. Like it's not as small as it was at the beginning where you're like, eh, I don't know if he's strong enough, or I don't know really how hard it's going to be to even become the king of the pirates. And then you, of course, go through all the arcs and you're like, oh my God, people are incredibly strong. Luffy's going to have some work cut out for him. To now he's like, gaining every time he's on screen. He's gaining emotion, he's gaining the will, he's gaining strength, he's gaining power-ups. Like, it's very cool to see.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing too we talked about last week that I think is really important as well, and you might see this as you go watching the show, Gabe, but like the fact that Luffy is the type of character, like in the live action recently, when I watched it just the other day, there was a moment in which Nami and Zoro, they aren't really sure if they want to join the crew or whatnot. They're kind of being held captive by the Buggies pirates, and they're just like, well, why would you want to go save Luffy? Like, why do you believe in him? And he says, well, because Luffy believes in himself, and because Luffy believes in himself, I believe in him. You know, to me and Andrew talked about last week, like Zoro was a pirate hunter. You know, he was the farthest, one of the farthest thing from a pirate. Nami in the same boat was someone who kind of was treated unfairly by pirates. She was stealing from pirates. You know, a lot of people in which Luffy brings into his crew, and you're gonna have a couple more after Water Seven, but those people you wouldn't normally think. I mean, Brook, maybe that's a little bit different because he was previously a pirate. Jinbei, maybe a little different because he was previously a pirate and had some connections. But a lot of these people wouldn't be your normal pirate crew members. You know, Luffy kind of brings them in. He helps them to kind of evolve into the pirate that they are going to be eventually. You can see that in Franky after the time skip of him as well. You'll see that in a few arcs, but yeah, I kind of think it's interesting that Luffy's just that kind of not normal pirate captain, but then he can get these people that you wouldn't normally see on a crew to join into something special.
Absolutely. I think he has just like an infectious behavior of like can do and like determination, and like it rubs off on people, and they'll see it and then just be like, wow, like this is someone worth following. This is someone that I can get behind. And you know, like Zoro is basically Luffy's day one, and it's just so cool to see how like they latched onto each other so quickly, and Zoro just like respects him so much as a captain, and like will just follow orders. Like when he saved Smoke in Alabasta because Luffy told him to, like he didn't want to freaking save him, but like Luffy told him like no one's dying down here. He saved Robin, they saved Smoke, and it was all just like a quick decision on Luffy's part. And then just he has this thing about him that is commanding as a pirate, even though he comes off as goofy so often. Like he also is very sure about himself and very like, yeah, very determined in his behavior. It's cool.
And speaking of Goofy, I want to just ask you this question because I'm curious. It's obviously been a while since I've seen some of those midway episodes. I've seen a lot of the beginning episodes, watched a lot of the first episodes over and over again, and then of course watched Wano and some of the most recent arcs. But my question is, Luffy can be really goofy, extremely. I think he can be so great at picking different crewmates for his crew, but he also has some comedy in which he might see something or see a person or see an animal and be like, I want them for the crew. I want them for the crew. And one of the things I was thinking is, truthfully, I feel if Luffy could, he probably would have asked Laboon the big whale to join
Yeah.
the crew. Like, he's that goofy. He probably would have asked all these different people to join the crew. And without me spoiling for you, he definitely asks other people later on in the show to join the crew whom don't end up joining the crew. Just goofy things. I'm wondering if you remember any characters he maybe asked to join the crew that was something very silly or something that you know, someone who you know would not join, but he asked it anyways.
Well, yeah, immediately he asked Iceberg to join the
I
crew.
know.
And I was like, oh, so like, because going into Water 7, I knew that Franky was going to be joining the crew, but I did think it was funny how, like, I feel like he just latches on to, like, the greatest, you know, like, oh, Zoro's going to be the
Yes.
world's greatest swordsman. Check. Chopper learned from the best and he's the greatest doctor, you know, like check, like bring him in and stuff. And so like when he saw Iceberg and like heard that he's this great ship, you know, shipbuilder, am I tripping right now?
Shipwright or shipbuilder, yeah.
Right, shipwright. He's just like, all right, cool, you're gonna be on my crew. And it's funny to know that that does happen. And obviously, when Frankie is introduced into the show, he's this villain. Like, he's a jerk. I don't know if there's cursing on the show. He's an asshole. And it's a very, very harsh introduction to Frankie. But very quickly, he becomes a lovable character. I love Frankie already. I think he's going to be a strong member of the crew as he joins. But that being said, like, yeah, hey. I think it's funny how Luffy can sometimes just, like, he's so impulsive. He acts on whims so often that I feel like he'll just, you know, he's a gimme guy.
Like, well, one character or one person from the show that I think about is Gaimon or Gaimon or whatever from the, he's with the Island of All the Animals. He's the guy with the green hair afro and the, yes, he's stuck in the chest and Luffy says, yes. Join my crew.
Yeah. So,
just like wannabe guys like him, just like funny that Luffy would want these people on his crew.
Yeah. And I wonder if something like a courteous thing, you know, because like, I mean, if he is on a search for people with great abilities, like, I don't think that character would have necessarily contributed as much as just friendship and, you know, they had a great time together. And I will say that I really appreciated this tension that was added into Water 7 with Usopp, where it seems like he was questioning himself and his place in the crew as one of the weaker members. And I think he had a moment where he was like, was I just like a courtesy little invite into this crew? Like, what do I actually bring to the table? And I think that that's cool because Usopp is another one of my favorite characters. I feel like he has a lot of untapped power that he could bring to the crew. And I think he's super strong, but he's also still very nervous. And it'll be cool to see him kind of lean into his strengths and start really becoming a strong fighting character. I think
real quickly to add on to that, I think Luffy looks for uniqueness. He saw uniqueness in Zoro being as strong as he is. He saw Nami being a master thief. He saw Usopp as being overly confident in a fake way. Like, he's not actually confident. He just like projects confidence, even though it's not real. And he needs those people. Chopper being one of the most unique characters in the show, being unlike any of the other Straw Hats. And then, of course, when they go do meet Gaimon, of course, doesn't join the crew, but he sees someone who's unique, who's different, and he wants to be different. He gravitates towards the different. As you go forward and you see some of the other maybe silly ones that Luffy tries to ask to join the crew, similar to Gaimon, you'll understand the same thing. Like, it's not all about strength. I think he focuses on what's going to make us stand out. And of course, some dude stuck in a chest with a fluffy green afro who really doesn't provide much to the crew, but maybe some comedy, is somebody that I want. What I do want to ask you, Gabe, I know we've talked a lot about One Piece. Could you give us a little bit of a background about what maybe you've seen before One Piece? Was there any other shows that you've enjoyed? If you haven't seen much anime, is there something you wish you could watch? Give us a little rundown of what you've seen.
Sure. So my introduction to anime and the style of TV show that is that was, I actually watched One Punch Man. I latched onto that, I think it was on Netflix, and I thought it looked cool. So I checked it out, watched season one, and it was almost like a comfort show for a while, just because it was so cool, so funny. The characters were so like lovable. I love Saitama so much. I've seen the show. I've seen season one several times. I watched season two, I think, just once all the way through, but I've seen episodes multiple times. I'm ready for season three coming out, I think, later this year. But that's one of my introductions into anime. And then I watched Naruto, the first section of Naruto. Funny enough, my good friend is a huge anime fan. And
yeah, we might have to get her on.
Yeah, I bet she loved that. She loves talking anime. And she wanted to watch Shippuden, and we actually started watching it the first couple episodes, but I knew that like she was really into it. She was trying to get me into it, but I knew that these were all characters that had been developed up to this point that I had no connection to, and I didn't really care for them, not because just because I didn't know them. And I was like, okay, I don't want to enter this until I've seen Naruto. So she finished Shippuden, she watched it on her own, but I went back and watched Naruto. So I've seen all of that, which I love Naruto. So
Cool.
many characters, so much development. The climax at the end with the final fight between, it's been so long since I've seen, I've forgotten the names, but the two main characters,
You're good.
Naruto. Who's the other guy? Starts with an S.
Sakura, or I can't remember. Sakura's the girl. I'm not the biggest Naruto guy either, but I have seen a decent amount. It's blanking me on his name, which kind of makes me a fake fan. However, I think it's still great. What I do want to do, Gabe, now is we're gonna kind of get towards the end here. I think we only probably have about, we normally like to keep it within 45 minutes, so we've done really, really great. It's been an awesome interview. I'm gonna end with a couple questions. We'd like for you maybe to stick around and talk for a little bit longer. Maybe we can always get you back on the podcast. But to finish, tell us what your favorite Straw Hat and least favorite Straw Hat is, but take Luffy out of the equation. You already said your favorite was Luffy, but out of the others, what's your favorite and least favorite so far? And then give us your favorite arc. And then we'll probably have Dallas talk just a minute or two about One Piece live action, and then we'll get done.
I would have to say there are a lot of strong characters, and I definitely like a lot of qualities and dislike qualities. I think my least favorite, I hate to say, but might be Sanji, just because it gets a little annoying. His
Swooning.
diehard, very swooning, goopiness. It's just like it gets him in trouble in fights, and it's just so it's so goofy because he's such a strong character and he's a great character. But just seeing him on the screen and see how he just melts every time he sees, it's just like, all right, come on, get yourself together, man. I don't know, but I mean that's all I have to say. And then my favorite, I really like Chopper a lot. I think Chopper is a
Good.
great character. He's a cute character, but he's also very strong, and he brings a lot to the table as far as obviously picking everyone back up after these big fights and being just like a light character on the crew that everyone loves. And there's a lot of development there with him in the crew, because obviously at first he didn't have any friends, and then he found his home, and I think he just fits in really well with them. And yeah, so I might have to say Chopper.
And then your favorite arc other than Water 7. Don't say Water 7 because technically you're not finished with it yet. So what's your favorite finished arc that you've seen so far as the last question?
I would say Alabasta. That finish at the end with just everything, the fight with Crocodile and all that, was so cool to see. I actually rewatched the episode like the next day, the episode where Luffy defeated him, because I was just like, I gotta see this again. I gotta see him take him down. It's so, like, rewarding to see. So yeah, I would say Alabasta.
Awesome. Well, Gabe, I think we're going to let you go. Dallas is going to talk for a few minutes about the One Piece live action. Maybe we can get you back in a couple weeks or sometime later on, especially if you do end up starting new shows. We can bring you on and talk about it. But again, we appreciate your One Piece takes. I'm sure the audience is going to love it. In fact, this has been my favorite podcast episode so far. So we
Yeah.
appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This has been a blast.
All
I'll
right. Thanks,
catch you.
dude.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was great.
Yeah, we were kind of on a time crunch there, so hopefully we can see how long else we can last here. Because for whatever reason, we're doing it online like this. I guess platforms like Zoom or Teams and so forth, when you have more than three people or three or more, sometimes there's a limit of 40 minutes. So hopefully we don't get stopped early here, but we'll just finish kind of talking about One Piece live action. As of recently, I watched episode two. I really liked episode two, actually a lot more. I liked episode one a lot, but episode two was amazing. It was better than episode one, in my opinion. It was so good. Some moments that I want to kind of highlight. We're not really going to do pros and cons like I did last time, but just a few highlights. Number two, or my first thing was In the second episode, in the anime, does he swallow the map? I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen the anime.
I
But
feel
did
like he
he?
does, but I can't remember, to
I
be
don't
honest,
remember it
either.
being like that big of a, or that's what happened. I don't remember him doing that, but maybe that was something I thought was cool. I don't remember it. That's what I wrote on there. Kind of talking what we talked with Gabe, the moment when Nami says, pirates are all kind of the same. You're a pirate. Pirates are all the same. Luffy ends up obviously saying, I'm a different kind of pirate. He saves people. He does things that maybe normal pirates don't do. He cares about people who aren't just pirates. He cared about Kobe, who wanted to be a Marine. He cared about a thief in Nami. He cared about a pirate hunter in Zoro. He cares about all these types of people. We'll get to Sanji, we'll get to Usopp and these other people as well. But he cares. I think he even cares about Buggy and some of these other people. He doesn't need to really. He just is a kind-hearted person. That moment in which him and Shanks have that moment of, I think I almost shed a tear in the live action of which Shanks was giving him the hat and there was the backstory and Shanks lost his arm. Like, it wasn't as emotional to me to watching it in the anime, but watching it in the live action was emotional for me because I really enjoyed that.
Maybe there's it's the human aspect too.
I really liked Shanks' character. I thought it was more personal maybe than the anime. I really got emotional, like I said, with those moments. Really, really enjoyed episode two. A couple other things. I'm not really 100% sure. I think at the beginning of the episode, and especially at the end of episode one, I was definitely a little unsure about how I would feel about Buggy's character. But I think over the amount of the episode, I actually started to like Buggy's character a lot. So it kind of just depends, or the actor
The
who's
actor does a
playing
good
Buggy.
job.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty well. At the beginning, I was thinking maybe I wasn't the biggest fan of him, but then as we went through it, I think I enjoyed him a little bit more. But yeah, Buggy, I think is going to be great. I love obviously the connection between Zoro. I kind of mentioned it earlier in the podcast with Zoro and Nami saying they believe in him because he believes in himself. I think that's a great moment from the show and the anime if that was in there. Last thing, kind of, I'm not really 100% sure. I know we're going into episode three. I can't really remember who Nami's working for. Specifically at the end of episode two, she calls and says, I have the map, blah, 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 blah. I'm kind of confused as to, I think it's just been so long since I've seen the actual anime that I'm trying to remember exactly. I don't think she's working for Baroque Works or anything like that, but maybe I'm mistaken. But she's working for someone to give this map to or something. I don't know. Maybe it's the people back home, in her place, or I honestly don't remember. I know
You'll
leading up,
figure it out soon enough. I don't want to spoil too much
yeah, no, don't
because I
spoil.
think it'll come back. Let's just say it'll come back and it'll make obviously a lot of sense. Just think back to the original anime, what her backstory is, and I think you'll be able to understand a little bit more about where the map's going.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty cool. Obviously, we'll get to Sanji's character in a while. We'll get to Usopp here soon too. Next, I assume. And then
Those are both really good episodes. Like, you still haven't gotten to some of the best episodes, so I'm excited for you. And again, I think that the anime and the live action are both really great. I don't know if I think obviously the anime is better, but the live action is really good in its own right, and I'm excited that you're able to watch the second episode.
yeah. So I think
So
that's
what do
pretty
you think
much
about
about
next
it.
week?
Next
What
week,
do you think about next week?
what do you mean? What do you think about next week?
Like, I was thinking we go through the third episode, or maybe if you wanted to do the third and the fourth episode, I was thinking maybe we get to finally watch K-Pop Demon Hunters, or maybe we
Yeah,
can
that's
just,
fine. I need to do that.
I can talk a little bit more about some other shows I've been watching. I obviously, a couple of them I mentioned earlier, but I've also been watching Paranoia Agent and Grand Blue Dreaming Season 2, so there's some
Yeah.
other ones I can take some time to talk about, and again, we can always figure out what we want to do.
Definitely in shows that
Just
we've
I'm
both
just glad we
watched.
got a good interview.
Yeah. Both shows that we've watched fully, we can kind of maybe take one of those and talk about it as well next week too. Maybe B-Stars or something. We'll kind of figure that
Yeah,
out
I'd love to
get
do that.
there.
I mean, I'm down to eventually get Gabe back on the podcast to talk to him about One Punch Man,
Yeah.
especially if I decide to watch it again for like the second or third time. So
I'm definitely excited for that. I'd love to talk to him about that. And again, maybe we can get his girlfriend and other people on the podcast later on.
Definitely.
And I'm really, really happy. So we'll end it here. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you all for your attention. We love you guys, especially if you're leaving comments or again, watching or listening to every video. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you find us on Spotify, Pandora. We're going to try to get on YouTube soon. So we appreciate it. This is, again, the Slice of Anime Life podcast. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.